בוקר טוב, מועדים לשמחה, חגים וזמנים לששון, חג שמח לכולם. Today's daf is daf nun vav in Bav Metzia, as we learn parachinu kol beis shor sur masar v'shivya, and also for the ilui neshama of our good friend Moshe Smith's father, Baruch ben Avram David Smith, whose yahrzeit is today. Tes Zion Nisan. We're at the 10th line on daf nun vav amral. This is really a continuation of yesterday's daf. Yesterday we taught the issue really was the point in the Mishnah that you have to pay an extra fifth, not only if you ate truma by mistake, but even truma's meiser. Meiser, you go to the levy, but from the meiser you give to levy, you have to give 10% of the coin. The levy has to give that. So that's also called truma, but it's only drabbanan if it's truma's meiser of tamai. Yet the Mishnah says you still add on a fifth. So Rabbah asked the kasha, or Rabbah brought down that Rabbah had a kasha. Truma's meiser is only drabbanan. Did the drabbanan make the same stringency as a deraisa? By a deraisa, if you ate truma b'shoge, you have to not only pay it back and it becomes truma and add on a fifth or 25%, we've explained. But even in a case which is only drabbanan, you have to add that on too. That's what the kasha was. So Masa Ravina, that was one kasha that the Gemara asked. The Gemara gave an answer and said, well, it goes like Rav Meir. That was Rav Shmuel's answer. It goes like Rav Meir, who's machmir even by drabbanan, as we say in the case of gittin. So now the Gemara is going to ask another kasha. Masa Ravina, if you buy loaves of bread from a baker, Masa, and the baker is an Amoritz, and he has all kinds of breads that he might have gotten there from different people. Ma'aser menachama says you can take ma'aser even from a fresh one, like a warm bread on a cold one. Let's say you have several loaves there. You could take ma'aser from a warm one on a cold one, that for sure, right? More on a cold one. Or menatzonenes alachama. So when you give ma'aser of good on something which is more stale, like cold or stale, that's for sure is okay. But even menatzonenes alachama, even from a lousy bread, a cold or stale bread, on a warm one, that's okay too. Even if you're giving it from different forms, meaning it clearly came from different ovens, different bakers, because it's from different ones if you're a mayor, even though you might be given Ptur. Why? Because maybe, what is Demai? Demai, you're buying from a Nachtam, a baker who bought from different people. Some of them, those are all Amaratzim. Some of them may have given Meiser, some may not. Remember, many of them did give Meiser, but some didn't. But if you give from something which is chayiv meiser on something which is not chayiv meiser, so that's menachiyah b'alav ptur, it's not really meiser. And if you gave from ptur alachiyah, you weren't even yotzei the chiyah, it's still really tevel. You can't eat it. So you're giving meiser on the breads that you bought on the breads that you bought from Amoratzim. No, on breads, bread challah, challah. Yeah. They bought it already from them. They hadn't. They're from Amoratzim. Right, not talking about giving challah, talking about Meiser itself. Because Amaratzim give truma for sure, because there's no measure for that. Any amount is good. But from Meiser, they don't all give. So,
what is it, challah on the chita?
No, on the breads, challah, the challahs themselves. Yeah. You're supposed to give, obviously, on the wheat as soon as it's ready, right? As soon as you finish the process. But over here, you're buying from Amaratzim, who didn't do anything. All they did is bake bread without taking anything off except for truma. So now you're giving meiser from them. So if you give from warm on cold or cold on warm, meaning stale on non-stale, even from different, you can do that. So Bishlam, I understand why you can give from cold or from stale bread on warm bread, fresh bread. So you didn't give the best stuff. If you give truma from the bad stuff, in other words, not the choicest stuff on good stuff, it's okay. You'll carry a sin when you give truma of the fat stuff on it. In other words, you should always give from the best stuff. But if you give from the bad stuff, you're going to have a sin. Oh, you're going to have a sin, but it's still truma. If it didn't work at all, what's the sin? You didn't give truma. The answer becomes a famous memory of many places in Shas. From here you see that if you gave truma from bad on good, meaning from stale or not so good stuff on good stuff, they're all chayiv and truma, it's okay. That's fine. I understand why you can give from stale on good. Fine, you didn't give the choicest stuff for truma. El afil mitfusim harbe, but how can you get from different forms, meaning from different people, different kitchens, different ovens who made this? In other words, when he bought the nachtom, the baker got from different housewives, whoever made the bread, maybe some gave and some didn't give. And if you give from chiyuv al ptur, right, from chiyuv al ptur, you didn't accomplish anything. It's not meiser. And he gave from Torah l'chiyuv, comes out the dechiv, it's still tevel. And this is the ma'aser you're going to give, and you're going to give the truma's ma'aser from that, and the coin's going to eat tevel. Rabbaya. So Abaya said, so how could you do that? So, but what do you see from over here? You see from over here that the mayor's not so makbid. On yesterday's op, we said, oh, why do you have to give even from Trumas Meiser? If you ate Trumas Meiser of Demai, you have to give, you have to add on a Chomish also, 25% or fifth onto that too, even though it's only Drabbanan. Oh, Rameyer's makbid on Drabbanans. Here you see Barabbanan, he's not makbid. He says you can give, you're not worried about, maybe you'll give from Achiyav up to Achiyav. Rabbi explains the whole Gemara now that we had, this whole thing from yesterday's Mishnah on. Rabbi Reblezer Shapur Kakashle. Reblezer had a good kasha. Why is he makbid on Demai? Demai is only Drabbanan. Why is he so makbid on a Drabbanan? And you made it like a Doraisa that if you ate Truma Drabbanan, meaning of Demai Drabbanan, you have to add on a fifth. It's only Drabbanan, so that's a good kasha. Ushmul on Shapur Kamsham. Shmul didn't give an answer. Why? He didn't give his answer. What's good? The kashle Reblezer Misa Vide Shemayim. He has the kasha from Truma. If you ate Truma by mistake, Mina Torah, if you did it b'meizu, you're chayiv Misa b'dei Shemayim, not Misa b'dei Adam, which is more chomer that Bezdin could kill you, Misa b'dei Shemayim. When Mishnah Ali Shmuel gave an answer, Misa's Bezdin gave him an answer. Oh, you see where Meir's Machbid, he might say, what was the case of Machbid? That if he said, Meir said that if a man gave a get, you sent a get, maybe get Dina Siyam, remember you sent a get with a Shliach, he has to say, b'fanei nech, beginning of getting it. If he didn't say it, if he gave her the get and he didn't say it, the kids are mamzer, says Rameir. What do you mean mamzer? Mera rice, it's a good get. The rabbi said you should say b'fanei nechtav, just because you weren't a yoseh, a drabana, and to say b'fanei nechtav, and she got married based on that without the shliach saying b'fanei nechtav, because of that, the kids are mamzer? Rameir says, yeah. So he's asking Akasha, yes, guys, you see Rameir is very mak, but even a drabana. Rameir says, kol mishan mi mapeah, you have to leave that second marriage, and the kid that you had from that second marriage is a mamzer because the first marriage wasn't really divorced. So he asked him a kind, and Shmuel says, oh, you see, Rameir is very makbid. Yeah, Rameir is makbid by Misa Bei Shemayim. That's Eishes Ish, where not, I'm sorry, Misa Bei Adam, which is Eishes Ish. There he's makbid because that's more stringent, right? There's different levels, right? If you're only over an alav, that's only malchus, right? If you're over on something which is kares or misa b'shemayim, that's much more stringent. If you're over on something which is misa b'de'adam, like adultery, that's more chumra. So maybe over there, a mayor is makbid. So his kashu shmuel al shapur kamashani lay. The kashu lir blazim b'de'shemayim, which is truma, umashani shmuel misas bezdin. Oh, that's more chumra. Dil mashani misas bezdin chamir, that's more stringent. Rav Sheshes, then Rav Sheshes has another kasha near the bottom of yesterday's daf and Amid Beis. From what? From when you redeem kesef al kesef. When it comes to demai, you could do kesef al kesef, the choshen, cheshes. Ah, what do you mean? If a mayor so makbid by a regular meiser, you can't do that. You're not only allowed to do that bedochek. Rav Sheshes lo shaper kamosu loy. The kumla inu misa. We're talking about misa. Rav Meir's makbid. When it comes to Misa, whether it's Misa B'Yad, Misa B'Shemayim, he's very makbid about that. And he says, even if there's an Isser Drabbanan involved, he's very makbid. But Rav Sheshes Kasha is only from being from redeeming Maiser Sheni for money, right? That's only Drabbanan. If you ate Maiser Sheni in Tel Aviv without redeeming it, so you're over on a, I'm not a Drabbanan, it's only a lab. It's not the Misa. So Rav Meir's been talking about Misa, right? Like eating truma b'mezid, which was chayiv b'mezid. If you have a zar who ate truma b'mezid or a kohen who ate b'mezid when he was tamei, chayiv misa b'shemayim. And getting, okay, misa b'dei adam. We're talking about misa. And you're asking me, Akasha, that Rameir is not so makbid when it comes to being mechalo meiser sheni? Because he said when it comes to meiser sheni of demai, any kind of kesem, the choshes al kesem, you can do whatever you want, the choshes al peros. But when it comes to, we have a mission which says when it comes to meiser sheni, the Raisa, a real Meiser, you're not supposed to do that only B'docheg. So what he's asking Akasha, where he's not so makbid on a lav, on Akasha that we're discussing with Misa, the Raisa, where it's either Misa B'Dishamayim, Misa B'Yadam. So the Gemara says, most of Rosh Hashanah's lav, d'chsev lo sucha lecha b'shurech, you can't eat Meiser Sheni without redeeming it or taking your Shalayim. Well, the Maid, most of Rosh Hashanah's, okay, Rosh Hashanah's Kasher, Rabbi Yosef gave him a good answer. What was his answer? Rameir is makbid on eating. When it comes to eating meiser sheni, he's makbid. Meaning, if you ate meiser or trumas meiser of the mai, there he's makbid. But redeeming is not so makbid. So that wasn't a bad answer. According to Rav Sheshes, poor kasha, Rav Yosef gave him a good answer. Ella Ravina, this last kasha that we started with today's daf from the 10th line, Masa Ravina, Ravina had the most minach. Why is he asking kasha from nachma? What was the kasha? If Rav Meir so mak, but even Rabbanan, why does he say when you buy breads from an achdom, which is like a baker who buys from different people, and there might be some that they gave meiser, some that didn't give meiser, and maybe you're going to be mafresh from chiyav al ptur ptur lachiyav? Why are you asking kasha from nachma? L'sai elimi palter. Bring a proof to him from a palter. Palter is also like a wholesaler. Rashi is a palter, is like we call that pas palter today also. The pas palter, if you buy stam bread and you're in Wyoming somewhere and you don't have a kosher bakery, can you buy pas, what they call pas palter? If you know that they didn't put in any components in there, butter or milk or something like that that was trafe. Palter, Rashi says, who leading kikras? Because it's like a wholesaler. He buys from many and he sells to shops, to stores, to makolets and to bakers. And bakers buy from many people too. There's different levels. So why are you asking Akasha on a Rav Meir from Nachtom? Bring a proof from Palter. Maaser, right? I'll give him about buy breads from Palter. Maaser min kol tvos, you have to take chuma, you have to take maaser from every loaf. From every loaf. Why? Because the loaves can come from different households. Maybe he bought from 10 different households. Maybe four of the households did take Trumas and Maisers, and even though they're Amaratzim, and the other six didn't. So if you take from one, if you just take, let's say, one out of 10, maybe you're taking from Chiyav al Ptur Ptur L'Chiyav, and you didn't take the Maiser. So what you do is you take on each loaf. So from each loaf you take, then you're guaranteed that you gave Maiser properly. So you see, Rameir is Makbid over there. So you're asking Akasha from Nachton, being approved from Palter to Rav Meir. Elamaisel, what are you going to give an answer? Palter matreif l'asagavri seven. A Palter buys from two or three different people. Therefore, you don't know. Maybe one gave Meiser, one didn't. Or maybe two did and three, one didn't, whatever. So you have taken each and every loaf. Nachtom, nami, michad gavri seven. He buys from one. Even though that one might have bought from different people, but he buys from one. And therefore, you're not so makbid, and you can give from one loaf on the other bus because he buys from one person. That's him saying a Nachtom and a Palter. Palter buys from many. And he sells to bakers and bake shops and makolets, and a Nachtom only buys from one. Therefore, if he buys from one person, even though there's different forms, buys from one person, that person either gave truma or he didn't. So if he gave from one on the other 10, on the other 9, that's okay also because you're guaranteed that you gave truma zemaisas properly. Rav Amar says, oh, Shmuel shaper kamashanim. Shmuel did give a good answer. When he asked the first kasha that Rabbi Lazar asked, he gave a good answer. Why? Shem Misa Ba'olam. What was his kasha? What was the kasha that we started with saying that Abaye said, oh, Rabbi Lazar asked a good kasha, right? Because why was Rameir, why was he makbid on Trumas Meiser, which is that you have to give an add on a fifth, it's only draw bun on, and you're makbid about that? It's not a do raisa. Did the Chacham make such a shrinkriyav? So Shmuel's answer was, yeah, Rav Meir is very makbid, as you see by gittin. So the kasha that Abai asked was, what do you mean, gittin? It's misa bidei adam. You're over on adultery, that's misa bidei adam. You're killed by a court. You ask the kasha on truma. Truma is only misa bidei shemaim. It's not astringent. But Rabba says it's not such a bit, his answer isn't so bad. Rabba and Shmuel also shapar kumshan gave a good answer. Why? Shem misa bodem, because we're still talking about misa. He agrees that Rav Sheshes' kasha is not such a good kasha because we're talking about Misa and he's talking about only a lav. What are you asking a kasha and then a lav? But Rav Meir's not as makbid when it comes to a drabanan. In other words, if the original sin is a lav, so Rav Meir's not so makbid on a drabanan of that lav. But a drabanan of a daoraisa that involves Misa, like eating truma b'mezid involves Misa b'shemayim and being over on Funny Nechtav, which is talking about getting remarried, talking about adultery, even though Funny Nechtav is only Drabanan, but the basic issue that we're talking about is adultery, which is a Daraisa. And therefore, the first Kasha that he says, the first answer that Shmuel gave on Rav Lazar's Kasha is not bad. But if he agrees that Rav Sheshes' Kasha is not such a good Kasha, says the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Vav Amar Aleph. What is Anah? Anah is fraud. We talked about that. If you take 1/6, less than a sixth, you're mokel right away. You go into a store and for a $100 item, you paid $110. Okay, mokel, it's less than a sixth, less than 16 and change percent. So it's okay. If it's more than onah, if it's more than 6%, if it's more than 1/6, rather, we say, but the mekach, it's like mekach tos. When it comes, if it's exactly a sixth, halacha is what? Then you give the six back, but the deal is solid. The deal stays. You can't go back on the deal. You just have to return that 1/6. But the following things, there's no. When it comes to these things, there's no fraud at all. Based on Sukkim, El Gram Shein Lama Na. Avadim, slaves. We'll see why. Buying and selling Avadim Kananim, slaves. There's no. What they're, what if you pay, you're overpaid, no problem. You're underpaid, nobody's cheated. There's no fraud when it comes to that. There's no, like, there's no price. We'll see why. Is it Sukkim or is it Svara? Vashtaras, say Ashtar. Okay, Ashtar, there's no fraud on that because Ashtar really has no intrinsic value. It's basically only for proof. Now, we'll see if the Ashtar has intrinsic value. Let's say you're selling the Ashtar for the paper. Paper is rare. You're selling, let's say, but certain trades use paper. Pardon? Yes, but an IOU, it's not the paper which makes you chayiv. It's the proof that that I lent you money, which is the issue. So the point there is, if it's an IOU, if I sell you the loan, that's different. Sell you the loan. All right, but the IOU says in it that you owe me $100, right? So what's the fraud over here? You know what you were doing. There's no fraud. Right? You know what you were doing. We said before, even if the amount is different, but everybody knew what they were doing, right? It was very clear. They said, yeah, I know it, despite that I want to pay. You're buying an IOU for you have an IOU that let's say that that I owe you $100, right? Now you don't want to wait till it comes due in June and somebody wants to buy it for you for $50. That's okay. It's all you all up front. But it's the paper itself, if it's not an IOU, what are you selling? You're selling the proof that the loan took place. That's what the IOU is. But the paper itself doesn't have intrinsic value. If the paper has intrinsic value, then there could be, as we'll see. So there's no fraud on Avadim Shtaris Karka. Karka has no value, has no, you know, whatever the price is. If there would be Onan, nobody would be able to sell a house today because you bought the house for $100,000 and you're selling it for $20 million, right? So every deal would be off. Bahakdashus, Hekdash also, there's no fraud when it comes to Hekdash. If let's say you have an animal of Hekdash that had a mum and you have to sell it off, there's no fraud when it comes to that, whether it's a six more, six less, or even more than that, as we'll see. Or if Besdin, or if the Besdin of the Hekdash, the Gizmer of Hekdash sells something. Elam Pishlum and Kefil, there's also no Kefil there, as we'll see, because Kefil is only on something which between regular commoners, not Hekdash, and it's also something which is Yad to Yad, right? There's no Kefil there. Below Tishlum Yavar Chamisha, and there's no four or five. Remember, if there's no Kefil, you can't have four or five anyway, because without Kefil, it's only three and four, not four and five. But the four and five is really on a shore and set anyway. So it only applies to Hegdish because Hegdish can have a shore set. Obviously, we're talking about Avodim or Karka. There's no four and five there anyway because four and five is only on animals, right? Shamachim and Nishba. A Shamachim does not swear. Normally, he has to swear that he wasn't negligent. He doesn't swear on Karka or Avodim or anything like that. Benosi Socher, or if he's a hired hand, right? A hired watchman. And a Mishalim also doesn't pay on that. Because there's no on karka, you can't steal karka, and Avonim, as we'll see, are compared to karka, etc. So there's nothing there. Shimon Omer, Shetchim, Kachim, he says, Kachim, there is an exception. Kachim, Shuchai, Bechurasim, what is Kachim, Shuchai? If I say, Hare Alai, I take it upon myself to pay, meaning to bring this animal, right? Hare Alai, I'm going to bring an animal to Beis Mikdash, right? So then if the animal gets lost or stolen, I'm responsible for it. So then I have some ownership in it. So there is Onah there because it's not really just Hegdish. It's also I'm responsible for it. So I have some ownership. If you're not Chai Bachrason, for example, if I said Harezu Ola, if I said this animal's an Ola, the animal gets lost or stolen, not responsible for it. It's all Hegdish. There's no Onah there. Rabbi Yudomer, Afa Mocher, Sefer Torah, Behema Magolas, Ein Lamanah. These things have no price. Sefer Torah can be worth anything, right? Or animals that are worth a lot of money for some reason, for mating or whatever, or magolas or jewelry, like, jewelry, like precious stones, right? Pearls, whatever. There's no there. That's what Reb Yudah said, because there's no value to it. Some people value it so much. Like we said, there's a lot of emotional value, right? Or what's the word, Michael? Yeah. Sentimental value, right? Yeah. They tell no. Lo amrelaelu. Only the ones that have no Onah are only things we said. Avadim Shtaris Karka and Hekdish. But everything else, there is a value to it. There is Onah that when it comes to those things. Menani Milik. What's the source of this idea that there's no Onah on Karka? Menani Milik. The third one, when it comes to Onah, we had this possible. If you sell something to your colleague, Okanim Secha, you buy something from him. Then it says Al Tonu Ishas Amisa, Al Tonu Ishas Chavera, right? You shouldn't You shouldn't take. You shouldn't fraud. Commit fraud against your friend. So davar nikmi adliyat, right? Something or your brother. Al tonu ishes achav is the pasuk, right? Davar nikmi adliyat. Something which goes hand to hand. Metalklin yatsu. That's yatsu karka. This excludes karka. Shein metalklin. It's not movable. Yatsu avarim shukish hakavos. Avarim are compared to karka in many places. Karka yatsu shtaros excludes star. It's got to be a sale, right? It's body is sold. That's when you sell an item, you sell the item itself. You're not selling the piece of paper. The piece is simply a proof of purchase or a proof of the transaction. You're not really getting the paper. It's only for proof. So therefore, those things are excluded from the whole parsha of Onah. That we said, let's say I sell my star, I sell paper. Some people need the paper. I sell them to a perfumer. A perfume dealer uses the paper to cover up the perfumes or whatever trade it was. Let's say you use the paper for a printer or whatever. Yeshlam, there is another there because there you're selling the paper itself for its intrinsic value. Think more cheat isn't obvious. The book of Kana, we had this the other day. The Rav Kana ain't ona lapruta. So he said there's ona only applies, let's say, to silver money, but not for nechoshes, not for proper like pennies. There's no for small coins, small value coins. There's no there. Kamashma, there is. There's a machlokas about that. Rav Kana said there is ona. Here he said there is ona because even though you're selling paper, which isn't worth much, but there is ona there. Hektashus, why are hektash excluded? We understand the pasuk before talked about. It's got to be something which is movable, and slaves are comparable, and excluding nadlan, real estate, and slaves are compared to that, and excludes stars which have no intrinsic value. What about hekdesh? It says al tonu ish es achid. Don't commit fraud against your brother, right? Achiv lo hekdesh, not hekdesh. That's why hekdesh is excluded. Maskil rab marmamo. Just because it says yad, says yad. So we said davar, something that goes from hand to hand, immovable. So it's only that. That's why karka is excluded and avadim are compared to karka. So just because it says yad, that means only things that are movable. Every place where it says yad, it means only something which is handed over, something which is movable. He took all his land from him. So Yadu, obviously, all the land was not in his hand physically, right? He was holding all the land in his hand. It can be. So it means from his possession. Yadu just means possession. So you could say here also, it means from his possession. It doesn't mean literally from his hand. So maybe it just means possession. And therefore there should be onah on real estate and therefore also on avadim. So the Gemara now says the opposite. Where it says yada does not mean yada. Tanya, it means when it comes to a geneva. If you burgled something and it was found, Adam found it in your hand, you're chayv be kefil. That's only in his hand physically. How do I know? Not only if it's in his hand physically, let's say it's on his roof, in his courtyard, certainly in his house, in his enclosure, and certainly in his house, if it's in his possession, the double lashon means you find it anywhere. Oh, time and because of Rachmanimatsi, because it says Mimatse, that's why it includes things other than his hand. If it wouldn't be for Himatse Timatse, have me because of the other mamash, I would say means literally his hand. Whoever says yad, yad means it. You find it if you caught him, what they say, red-handed. What does red-handed mean? I don't know what red-handed means, but it's in his hand, right? Why? You caught him red-handed. He's in his hand. Maybe that's what it means. Vesuan has another proof. It says Menasim biyada by a get. It says what? Because of the saving Jesus, Menasim biyada. You have to give the isha if you're divorcing her in her hand. Ain leil yada. That's only her hand, literally her hand. Guy, how do I know anywhere in her possession, like on her roof, in her courtyard, in this enclosure? It says it, like Rashi explains, it should have said uviyado titnena, uviyado titnena, and put it in hand. Why say binasan biyada? That extra lashon of binasan biyada, right? To tell me that includes Gag, Chatzer, and Karpif also. Time because of Rachmana binasan. Because of yada yada mamish, maybe means literally in her hand, right? So here in these places, yad means literally hand. If it wouldn't have included something extra, Rashi's middle of uviyado titnena. right? This put it, we got to put it in her hand. It says the nasan biyada. He emphasizes it's got to be in her hand. How do I'm sorry. If you had it, then it would have been the normal lashon. The nasan includes gagar chaser v'kafeipa. But if it wouldn't be for that, the nasan, I would have said that it means only her hand. So here you see in places why the ganef and by giving a get to isha means yad means yield her hand. Elakol yada yada mamish. When it says yada means literally hand. V'shayni hasam. So what about the case of the land where you said and he's vayikas kolatzam yado? That can't be the all the land cannot be lived physically in his hand. Shayni hasam delekonay marach. It's impossible to say otherwise. In other words, yad always means literally hand, unless it can't mean hand because you can't have all the fields in your hand. Right? You can't say it there, it means b'shus. But normally, if it can mean hand, it means hand only. What happens if you rent it? So we said, if a purchaser, I purchase land, you buy land from me, or I buy land from you. So we say there, okay, there's no oh no, right? Because it's not yad liyad. What about you rent land? What about renting? Is there oh no there too? I charge you too much rental of the land, or house, or whatever it was. A sale, but not renting. Is there no difference? Only Abai says miksiv memkar. Does it say a sale forever or until yovel? Memkar stamiksiv. It means any sale. Also, in its day, for its day is also a sale. Meaning, the Gemara says this very often. We'll have it throughout the Zikin that a rental is a sale for a period of time. That's really what it is. It's a sale for a period of time. And that's what we're defining here too. And therefore, there's no ona either on a rental. Boy, Rava, Chit Mazar B'Karka. What happens if I bought some wheat and I planted it in the ground? Now, is it karka or is it, I bought some wheat seeds, wheat kernels, and I planted in the ground. Is there ona on that sale? If I put it in the ground, now it's karka. What do you say? Now, yesh ona, ain't ona. Come on, the Shad B'Karka. Are the seeds as if they're put in a pitcher, in a container? And if there is or not, they're movables. Odilla, but or maybe they become bottle, they become secondary or voided in the ground. In other words, now they're part of the ground. What's the example of here? If you tell me, let's say, if it's a case where he said, listen, I want 6 measures of seed, right? Whatever the measure is, I want, you know, six measures of seed. He says, it's only five. He only gave five. Well, then there's for sure ona. Anything which involves a measure, a weight, or a count, even if it's less than ona, even if it's only 2% or 1% cheating, it goes back because there isn't a, just like we say, those things are not bottle, right? We say, the goes back. Why? Because that's mekachtos. I bought 100 units of something. You only gave me 99. Well, it's less than a sixth. Yeah, but I bought 100. Give me 100. Or I bought 100 measures or 100 pounds of something. I bought 100 pounds of meat and you gave me 98. Well, it's less than six. Less than a sixth cheating. Yeah, but I bought 100. You mean I get it? There's a, then even less than a sixth. So here, if I bought 6 measures of seed and you only gave me five, of course you're chayv there. El damer iu shadoi beke the boy. Like, what happened was this? I said, put in enough seed in the ground to make it grow nicely, which is necessary. Gloy milsa lo shadoi beke the boy. Like, he didn't put in the amount necessary to make the stuff grow. So now we're not talking about a measure exactly. So now the question is there ona or not? Is it karka or is it seeds? Yesh lo ein lo ona. Command the shari bekarka. Is it like you put it the seeds in a pitcher, meaning they're loose, they're movables? Yesh lo ein lo ona. Odilu but lenu agavak, or are they bottle to the ground? In other words, they're part of the ground now. And the other question also is we said in the Mishnah, you don't swear. Not only is there no ona on karka, but you don't make a shvu on karka. Nishbarna lein on nishbarna. Are they a karka? Would you swear in them? If, for example, there was a shomer wouldn't swear, a shomer wouldn't have to swear, but also let's say mud of a mixas. We know the minatori you swear usually where only when it's eidek kadekdo, when there's one eid against you, not two. Or if you're mud of a mixas, I say I lent you $100 and your moda that I only lent you $25, right? So your moda under 25 and you deny the rest. So over here, let's say you deny, you also deny partially. Is there a shvur? Would you make a shvur? Not if it's karka. You don't make a shvur in karka. Nishbarna lehem or ain't nishbarna lehem. Command to Shraddha Bhakti. Again, is it like it's in a Pishmanish Barnalayim? You'd swear, Ultimate, or is it part of the ground now of Angus Barnalayim? Omer, Matira, Noemar, listen, what's today? Tesayin Benisan, right? Today is the second day of Pesach. What do we bring today? Which carbon? The Omer, which is Matir, the food to be eaten, right? So here we talk about Omer. Today is second day of Pesach. Angus Barnalayim, do you say, okay, Angus Barnalayim, Omer, is the Omer Matir that I'm enough? If it's in the ground, if it's been planted in the ground, anything which took root already, the Omer is matir, that stuff to be eaten, right? Ain't matirin. Echidami. So Gemara says, what do you mean? They're very so either Asherish Tanin, it lost. Had it taken root, we know about that, the halacha there. And if it didn't take root, we know the halacha. Why? Ditnan, right? E lost Tanin. We learn imishri should cut omer. If the seeds took root before the omer, then omer matir, then the carbon omer that you bring today, or if they didn't bring a carbon omer, like today, when we can't bring a carbon because they haven't built the base of Mikdash downtown yet, so there's no Omer, right? But we know the day itself, right? If the day goes by, then that's good enough, and you could eat the new produce, the new wheat, all the grains, the new grains. So imish we should go to Omer Matir Imlav. If it didn't take root yet, asur not shi'avar. If it didn't take root yet, you got to wait for next year. So what kind of a kasha is that? But we understand the kasha about is it in the ground or is it not in the ground? In terms of Onah, in terms of making a shvuah, but in terms of Omer, it depends to take a root. Slow shvicha. The chatzdina, what happened was you harvested it already. You had planted, you harvested the zarina, and you took the kernels from the harvest and you replanted those. So kernel Omer, but also lamb, and then the Omer came, but the Omer passed, either they brought a carbon or when there was no carbon, the day passed, below Asher, and it didn't take the second time that you put them back in the ground, they didn't take root yet. But below Asher's kernel Omer before you brought Omer. Mao. Can you take them out of the ground and eat them? They hadn't taken root. Command the shutter because that means it's as if you harvest them, it's as if you put them in a pitcher, and therefore the omer affected them, and the omer now allows you to eat them. Vishamrinu omer, the omer allowed you to eat it, was matzah them to be eaten. Oduma but linwa gavar, or do you say no, it's bottled to the ground, and therefore it's in the ground. If it's bottled to the ground, then it's part of the ground and it hasn't taken root yet, right? In other words, it had taken root once before and you harvested. Now you put it back in the ground. So do you say it's part of the ground and therefore it's not harvested yet? Or do you say, no, it's like you put them back in there. It hadn't taken root again yet. Or it hadn't taken root yet. But if it's in the ground, then it's bottled to the ground. And if it's part of the ground, there's no shvuah. And et cetera. So that's the issue that we're dealing with. So these questions stand. The questions stand. If you bought wheat and they planted it in the ground, we didn't really answer that kasha, right? It wasn't where you took a certain measure, because then for sure it's mekachtos, it's batal. Or do you say, so if you're talking about where you said, I bought enough to plant to cover this area and you didn't do enough. So that's the question. Is there a nah there? Do you make a shvu on it? And is Omer matarit? In this weird case where you had replanted it. Rava said that Rav Chasa said, boy, Rav Ami, the Rav Ami asked this kasha, listen to this. We just said in all these cases, when it comes to karka or shtaris or avadim and kektish, that there's no no, right? If you cheated by a sixth, right, there's no rule of ono that you don't have to give the money back. It says, oh no, aim a bit of my creation. What happens if it's more than that? When we talk about fraud, remember the only fraud that you return exactly is if it's exactly 1/6, less than a sixth of your mokel, more than a sixth is batal mekach. So when you say there's no onah here, do you mean there's no rule of 1/6? But if it was more than a sixth, there is bittel mekach, because that's like mekach does. Oh no, ain lam bittel mekach yeshlam, oh ain lam, or not, or there's no fraud at all. Rav Nachman said that Rav Chasa, after he brought down the kasha that Rav Ami asked, he then said, Pasha Rav Ami, who had asked the kasha, was poshted the onah einlan bittul mekach yesh lahem. He says there is no onah, but there is bittul mekach. If it's more than a sixth, there is fraud there, and the deal is off. It's like mekach tos. Now the next line, Rav Yonah Omer Ekdeshus, is a new halacha, is a new thing. But here he's saying that there's no onah of a sixth, but if it's more than a sixth, there is bittul mekach. That would be considered mekach tos. That's what the Gemara seems to say. But if you look at the Rambam's Seich and the Rambam's Seich on Eimlehen, right, there's the Rambam sign is on Eimlehen, meaning that when we say there's no onah, no matter how much was cheated, you know, how much Tosfos goes on to and says maybe if you cheated by 50%, then it is. But the Rambam's mashma, then no matter what it is, these are like blind items. Remember, like Rav Yehuda going to say in the Mishnah that the Sefer Torah, Behemah, Margolis, sometimes you need things that are blind items or sentimental value. There is no onah there. And he says, no, you know, we only exclude from onah the rules of Avadim, Shtaris, Karka, and Hegdish. There's no onah there. When we say there's no onah, and not only on a sixth, but even if it's more than a sixth, there's no bet the mech, there's no mekach tos. And as we said before, when it comes to onah, there's certainly no onah when it's clear what you're doing. If I say, listen, I know the car is worth only $100, it's a shmata, it's an old jalopy, but I want $10,000 for it. If you want it, you understand, then there's no fraud there because it was clear up front. So as long as everybody knows what they're doing, the fraud is only when you were cheated. You cheated, you overpaid or underpaid. If you underpaid, then the mocher got cheated. If you overpaid, you got cheated. So there we talk about the rules of a six, less than a six, more than a six, but all those rules don't apply to karka, avodim, shtaris, and ekdeshes. All right, we'll pick it up from here, the seventh line tomorrow, Rav Yonah. Rav Yonah Markdashis, Rav Yomir Markdashis. We'll pick it up here tomorrow. Mo'adim l'simcha to everybody. Kol tov.